Okay, good morning everyone. My name is Akino Maemura, chair of the APNIC Executive Council. We have the seven Executive Council members. Stand up, the AC gentlemen, and present your face to the membership. Who missing? Okay, I myself, Akino Maemura. They're the Billy Chung from Kaepernick, Kuei Wu from Taiwan, and Jeff Chen from Singapore. No. Yeah, please do that. From Hong Kong, of course. And Foreign Chen from China, and Mayan there. Okay, Mayan from China also, and Bingo from Australia. They are quite willing to answer to your questions, so please come up to them, including me. Okay, and Blue will be expiring their terms today, and to be these three all are now running again for the EC election. Okay, main functions of Executive Council is representing the membership to. Okay, some check or supervision for the secretary's operations to do the interim decision between AMMs in a defined and limited responsibilities, and also oversight activities of APNIC, and representing the membership and the community to consider broad internet policy issues for APNIC strategy, and establish the basis of the budget for membership approval, and to endorse the policy consensus toward the implementation. We usually have the monthly telephone conference for the EC meetings, and then APNIC meetings a week, we have the on-site meeting usually on Tuesday. For the financial status, monthly meeting, we confirm the monthly report, and also we confirm the annual financial report for 2005 this time, and also we had a discussion for the annual budget for 2006, and as Paul presented, we have the slightly negative budget, but we confirmed that is needed for the securing the stable service of APNIC. For the endorsement, we have three endorsements for this six months. Also, the IKNLO situation is quite a big concern of also for EC, and we have we are now have a look and check about the contract and also the corporate documentation for the NRO. And NRO incorporation is now ongoing. Other thing which EC does is the coordination between Numbers Council. So we usually have the on-site meeting with the NC in the APNIC meetings. And also we have the mailing list for online communications. We have the three number council member within the Asia Pacific region, and two is the elected at large, and the other one is appointed by the EC ourselves. So we just elected Mawei from CNNEC for the year 2006. Where is Mawei? Okay, he is Mawei. And also the Kenny here. Okay, yeah, Kenny. These two are the Nemus Council from Asia Pacific region. And we have one from Korea, but he just didn't come here. Fees. We had a big discussion for maybe 1 year or some for the NIL fee. So that is the right now the NIL has the per address fee structure to adjust the you know the NIL has the ordinary membership category, but the NILs have a very big address space which is distributed to the NIL members. So that the fee should be a bit too small, too low. So the per address fee is for the adjustment of that. But in this time, we sometimes had a have to make a very huge allocation to our member. Then the per address fee went up a very oddly, very strange, big strange size. So it is a big concern from the NIL community. Then that's why we had being in the discussing about this. And EC had made the decision to make a 90% discount for the IPv6 powders fee in May in April. But of course we have more long term better fit solution. We start intense discussion, and we had a special session for the fee structure revision in this week. And the secretariat made a scenario. It is not only the fixing the NILs, NIL issues, but also targeting 10% to 15% increased revenue, and rebalancing the fees between the very small members and the very large members. It has, for example, the 256 times as much, for example. That's a very, very big difference. So it is that we need some rebalancing, and also we have that scenario had integrated the fix for the NRF fees. Then the secretariat scenario was discussed, and there several members pointed out a very good point to be fixed in the scenario. So we decided to have the mailing list to the discussion for this fee issue. So I encourage you to join that mailing list to have a discussion, to have a good shape, to have our fee structure in a good shape. Online voting, we finally apply the online voting to the membership vote, and this time we have the online voting to the EC election, and online voting itself is already come to the deadline, and it is already done, and we are just having a result of that. And including the paper ballot today. Okay, we have two more slides. I have two more slides. One is the corporate governance. So yes, we as you see that we APNIC has this very balanced budget, and we have the increased concern to the check and balance for the APNIC's business operations. So. And we are now having the fee revision, and that kind of concern will be increased more. Then EC has started to discuss about how to improve this situation. So right now we are now considering about the enhancement of the treasurer function. So we have the three office holders, chair, secretary, and treasurer. So. Our idea is to take advantage of this existing scheme to have the better control on our operations. Or Viral says that we can have some another special committee as appropriate. So that could be one of the scenarios. EPCO 2007 is now will be held in Bali, but Bali has, as you know, concern for the security. So many of security advisory has has, you know, yellow flag or something for that. So it is the concern for the APNIC membership, because, you know, Apricot 2007 itself is the, just the, you know, gathering engineers from the Asia Pacific region or other regions. But in our case, in case of the APNIC, it is the membership meeting, and APNIC need to call for the participation for the membership. So we have some you know, higher maybe the responsibility to determine something to go with. And the APIA Apricot board has decided to go with the Bali proposal, and then that's why we had some, you know, banners and something for the Bali Apricot 2007 Bali. And EC has determined to go with the Bali scenario formally in the EC meeting, with the assumptions to the double check with the demonstrated safety, which is Indonesian committee has kindly presented every staff for the, you know, convincing us that is very safe. And also the EC ask secretary to do the some on-site investigation additionally, and also the APNIC will provide sufficient information to make you confident to go to Bali. Well, personally speaking, yes, I want to go to Bali. That is a very fantastic island, and everyone, many people thinks about that. But the issue is not a bit different from that. So we provide sufficient information to membership, and encourage them to come to the Apricot 2007. That's all from me. Thank you very much. If you have any questions or comments, and you can easily find the apnic.net/EC website for the EC information. Thank you very much.